Good morning and welcome. Patriot Radio News Hour. Joe and Jason on this Monday. I hope you had a great weekend, the year of chaos. We had Iran launch attacks against Israel and, you know, kind of most of them got shot down. Most of the missiles they launched and drones got shot down. I guess a couple of them made it through, but now we're hearing that, according to the Wall Street Journal, Israel is going to respond, and they anticipate to respond quickly, as early as today. I know that they were hoping that, hey, all right, you guys, you know, killed some of their guys, and they responded, and let's call it even. Apparently, even's not going to be good enough. It is, well, like we said, the year of chaos. Our toll-free number, 800-951-0592. The website at allamericangold.com. And, Jason, again, you just never know what to expect from one day to the next. And at the same time, the United States is now saying we're not going to buy aluminum and copper and a few of these other metals now from Russia, driving up those prices. So the commodity boom in full effect. We had a gold sell-off late Friday. Gold hit new all-time highs, and then today we found support again. So silver held $28 in Israeli, and again, everything's crazy.
Everything is, you know, commodity-driven. And here's the thing, it's commodities. These commodities basically just means everything with stuff we use. So it's a stuff we use rally. And these are the things that the paper markets don't like to dabble in because there's actually physical labor and work involved in actual commodities. And it's harder to manipulate. You know, there either is a bunch of wheat or there's not a bunch of wheat. There either is a bunch of cows or there's not a bunch of cows. And this commodity-driven rally is showing a lot of strength. On the downward movement of gold on Friday, it sure held. You know, like you just said, Joe, it just sort of held, didn't it? It's been kind of bouncing up and down, but it's bouncing up and down in the 2300 range. You know, 8 weeks ago, we were just wondering if it was going to hold the 2000 range. And I fully believe that if this is a leading indicator of inflation, you know, how bad is it going to get? And I fully believe that the gold hasn't stopped. You know, maybe it's got a pit stop, right, Joe? But June, why do I get the feeling in June, going into the middle of the year, we're going to see it again? You know, in a time that gold usually cools off, we might see it heat up.
Well, you know what? It's the first, I guess, sizable pullback that we've had. 23.25. Was a number. Remember we had one day where gold was down $15, like for a day. 23.25 was the low. We hit 23.25 this morning. Gold's now 23.45, but it looks like we're finding support here at 23.25. We now have at least a resistance target. So the first resistance target that we've seen in gold since this rally started, 2430 is now going to be the resistance. Silver's right now 2860, holding that 28. It touched $30 on Friday, so we'll pencil in $30 as the support or the resistance level for silver, $28 looking like the support levels. So at least we have some targets that we haven't had yet. By the way, over the weekend, everybody raising their prices on gold. Bank of America now going to $3,000 for the price of gold. They were joined UBS, 4,000. These are 2025 targets. UBS at 4,000. Goldman is the low one right now. And even that one, $2,700. Bank of America also says We're going to see $30-plus silver here very, very quickly. And again, I think these guys, they're all playing catch-up right now when it comes to where they think gold is heading.
And if guys that typically don't like to show large gold rallying points are saying it's going to happen, is it going to be as low as they say it is going to be, Joe? You know, are they saying, well, we have to predict this or we're going to look stupid? I mean, how much higher than those predictions could it be, Joe?
And that'll be the interesting part as we watch this play out. And I think a lot of it will depend on what we see. You know, nobody really knows. Everybody's kind of like, well, gosh, what is it going to look like? Is the Fed going to lower rates? Is inflation continuing to come back? We had a retail sales number today that, again, you know, it's seasonally adjusted and it's a government number, but it just seemed incredible. Really strong retail sales number that came out today, which is another one of these things, Jason, that says inflation isn't going anywhere.
But up.
down. I guess that, you're right. Yeah. It's going somewhere, right? It's going up. And it's just one of those things where now several people now talking about inventory levels, really talking about silver and wondering, can silver do what cocoa prices have done? You know, you think about cocoa prices, they were like $2,000-$3,000 a ton. Now it's over $10,000 a ton. That'd be one major move, wouldn't it? Patriot Radio News Hour. We'll be back after the break. 800-951-0592. Joe and Jason on this Monday. A quick look in at the markets. The Dow's up 60 right now. The S&P is up 5. Of course, the Dow, another big down day on Friday. The NASDAQ in negative territory. The 10-year note, 4.63. It's been as high as 4.65 today. So another, I guess, higher high when it comes to the yields on U.S. Treasuries. We have gold off right now about $10, $23.45. Silver's up 25 cents, $28.60. The Japanese yen here, 154 in change. That is a new 34-year low. We'll continue to watch here what happens in the Japanese market because this thing is starting to look like a runaway train in the wrong direction. Get yourself protected. We've been talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. You know, it's the year of chaos, but it's what comes after the chaos, I think, is really what you need to get ready for. Our friends over at YRefi, up to 10.25% fixed rate of return, not correlated to the stock market, not correlated to the Fed, doesn't care about inflation, doesn't care about retail sales, doesn't care about interest rates, and you get great rates of return, plus you get to control it. I mean, that's something we don't talk about. You can turn your income on. You can turn it off. You can compound it. I mean, you can do whatever you want. And the best part is there's no fees. They never attack your principal if you need your money back early. It's really a great thing that they're doing here when it comes to student loans. All these people that have been hung up with these student loans that they can never get forgiven. You know what? Now they've got the job. Now they can afford it if someone would just give them a reasonable payment. That's what YRefi does. Check them out. InvestYRefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or just call them at 888-YRefi24. So like I said today, we got retail sales. They said seasonally adjusted, it's up 0.7%. Way more than what was expected. However, if you didn't seasonally adjust it, which I don't know why we would, retail sales were actually down for the month of March. So, Jason, who knows, right? Up, down, you know, no, nobody really seems to know. And why we do this, the core retail sales ex autos up 1.1%. blowing out the number. X autos, X gas, gasoline sales up 1%. Again, those were seasonally adjusted retail sales number, but they're also used for the GDP, Jason. So this one here says GDP is going to be a little stronger than anticipated for the first quarter.
Well, there was tax returns. You know, the people are seeing the inflation, and I know a lot of people that have half a brain and understand this are going to say, "Well, maybe we should buy ahead on a few things. You know, fill up that pantry a little bit, maybe buy a few car parts that we wanted to put off, or do things that are going to possibly cost a lot more just 3 months, 6 months, or a year from now." And that's today is actually tax day, so. I guess that's over with, right? That thing is over with. That extra money that people depend on because they overpaid on their taxes, that can give you a little fluff in those first few months, Joe, and that's going to be over. Now, let's see what the next 3 months have for us.
That's right. April 15th today, I guess happy tax day, if you can say that. It happens to be Jack, our producer, his birthday today on tax day, right? I guess you won't forget that one, right, Jason, right? It's tax day. It's my kid's birthday. But happy birthday to Jack as well. The biggest drop in real retail sales, non-seasonally adjusted, but again, right? Nothing. Don't worry. We don't need the real data. We'll just throw the kitchen sink at it, and everything's going to look fine. We'll see what happens here, but a strong number today nonetheless. And then we were talking about silver. I don't know where people smarter than me can put these things together. There was a guy, Simon White, out of Bloomberg, who put up a chart for cocoa in silver. And what's crazy, he has this chart going back to 1960. And it's got the gold and cocoa prices almost identical with a few exceptions. So the cocoa prices rose when the Hunt brothers were cornering the silver market. It's kind of funny. Cocoa also shot up. Now, not as much. Then they went back down from the 80s all the way to the financial crisis. Those two, silver and cocoa, were almost in unison, right? The prices were very, very similar. Then the financial crisis, that was one time silver shot up, but cocoa didn't. And now, go fast forward to today, the same trend. But now cocoa has shot up, and now the Bloomberg saying, "Hey, are we in store for a cocoa-like rise in silver outside of the financial crisis, Jason? Every time one of them shoots up, the other one does the same. So it'll be interesting to see. That'd be quite a move. I mean, we'd be basically talking about, $60, $100 silver. I don't know if we're going to get that. But a pretty interesting chart when you think about it. This is almost a 65-year relationship between cocoa and silver.
Well, and commodities typically have a relationship to each other. Once again, these are things that are grown or mined or produced as to what humans need in a certain supply. Gold and silver are needed. Yeah, silver can be industrial, but it's also a money metal, and gold is also a protection for the stuff that we're seeing all the time. And I think it's good to compare the different commodities. I remember when COVID first hit, the lumber prices. Remember the lumber prices just went berserk. Right. It came down, right? So, yeah, there are sometimes overbought or spikes, but if you look at it over a long enough timeline, these commodities stay pretty well in relation to each other. And it's good to look at. But, Joe, this is something I saw over the weekend. Pax Gold. Have you ever heard of Pax Gold? Pax Gold. I don't think, this is something that is, it's okay. I've been studying cryptos, because I'll have more of a report, we'll just say, in the next weeks or months, once I get all of my information. But Pax Gold is a what they call a stable coin for 1 ounce of gold. Okay, a stable coin is a cryptocurrency that stays with the dollar. So if you wanted to just get your money out of the bank and put it in a crypto that doesn't have the volatility of Bitcoin or something that goes up and down dramatically, you can put it in a stable coin. Well, Pax Gold, this is exactly what it is. A commodity-backed gold stable coin issued by Paxos, which is a city on an island near Greece. Each token is backed by one fine troy ounce of gold kept in Brink's vaults managed by Paxos. PAXG allows for exposure to gold markets without using an ETF. But so nothing that's really extraordinary. However, very interesting, Joe. On Saturday, a stablecoin that stays within $50 to $100 at the most, usually it's within $20 or $10 of an ounce of gold in the Brink's vaults, right? It shot to $3,000 on Saturday, suddenly and dramatically. And then shot straight back down, which means it's reacting to somebody buying or selling in that Brink's vault very dramatically on Saturday. It's so weird how you have some of these indications if you're looking. Why it was something that's been trailing with gold since all of its existence? I mean, it's like an icicle that shoots straight up on the chart, Joe, and then shoots right back down all within less than 30 minutes. What is going on there, right, Joe? You know, right, these are all indications. Right. Who is buying and how dramatic is the buying, Joe?
And those are the things that you look out for. Wolf Richter had a great report this weekend about the commercial real estate and how many banks are going to be in trouble here. When we talk about the large banks, we're probably talking, the top 10, 12 banks, they have 6% of their loans in commercial real estate. So not a huge exposure, and especially with their size, right? So you're like, okay, that could hurt a little bit, but they should be able to manage that. When we get to the mid-size banks, so this is banks, probably 14 to 50, right? The largest banks, 17% of their portfolio. And I guess this is, they're saying $10 billion to $250 billion in assets. So there's 121. When you get to $10 billion, 121 of those banks. 16 of them have over $100 billion in exposure. So that's a problem, right? Because, the biggest ones only got $250 billion. Then when you get to small banks, $1 billion to $10 billion, 31% of their assets are involved in the commercial real estate space. There are about 700 of these banks. So when you think about banks, right, you're like, hey, only 120 banks have more than $10 billion in assets. When you go down to a billion, we don't even get to 1,000 banks, right? There's only 4,000 banks in existence right now. But 31% is huge exposure for these 700 banks that really look like they're going to be in some kind of trouble. And then the tiny banks that have 100 million to a billion, that's where the other, almost 4,000 banks live, right? 3,000 of the 4,000 banks. They have 28% of their exposure here. And it really is an issue for these tiny banks because even, 28%, it's a lot. But they don't have a lot of assets to begin with. And they're saying that it really doesn't matter if 50 or 100 of these banks go under because they're so small. But the big problem, as Wolf is pointing out, is in these 700 banks that have almost a third of their assets tied up in commercial real estate, Jason.
And don't be too sure that these small banks failing isn't going to cause a ripple all by itself. these businesses, they do business with each other. So you get a couple dozen small banks failing, then the mid sizes start having trouble, and the amount of exposure they have to a bad asset right now is you know, what we've been talking about for a while, It just seems like there's a lot of these banks must be teetering on the edge. I mean, it was the Fed. It was October 2022 released the report, said 1,200 banks were out of balance and ready to fail. I mean, we're coming on 2 years since they reported that. 1,200 banks. That was the Fed. The Fed stated that. And then, you know, just because you're in danger of failing doesn't mean you fail overnight. That could be failure in a year, 2 years, 3 years. And now we're heading into that time frame, Joe.
Well, again, I think it's one shock away, right? One more shock where people get nervous, right? Who knows what leads to it? And we start talking about withdrawals and deposits falling. And then all of a sudden, you can see the ripple effect. Even Wolf Richter was talking about, hey, in these mid-sized banks, man, if any of the bigger 16 mid-sized banks have trouble here, this is going to send ripples through the financial system. But you can kind of see, as he points us out, we can lose 1,000 banks in this commercial real estate problem. 800-951-0592, Joe and Jason. On this Monday, gold right now down $5, now $23.50. Silver's up 36 cents, $28.68. And when we look at inflation, places where inflation really started to hit hard, these are year-over-year numbers. Video disc, I don't know, and other media, I don't know, does anyone use video disc anymore? Up 30%. Juice and drinks up 27.5%. Again, this is just a 1 year increase. Motor vehicle insurance, we've talked about this one quite a bit, up 22.2%. Just huge. Repairs on household items. You know, got a house, stuff breaks, right? You know, the roof's got to get fixed, the water heater, the AC unit, whatever it may be, up 18% in a single year. Home care for elderly. And this is another, you know, I call this medical, but 14.2% increase. Motor vehicle repairs, right? Stuff breaks. Right, you got to get new batteries, you got to get a tire, you got to, you know, whatever it may be, a fender bender, up almost 12%. Beef, up 11%. Baby formula, up 10%. That's already outrageously expensive. Vet services, up almost 10%. You need a lawyer? Legal fees, up almost 9%. Outpatient hospital services, up over 8%, Jason. These are just huge increases. Like I said, that's just 1 year.
It's a little higher than the CPI, isn't it?
Just a little bit, you know, just a little bit, you know, a little higher than the 3.5 that they talked about.
That's, you know, we've been talking about it and talking about it. And here's the thing, Joe, is I was talking to somebody, you know, having a conversation. And the conversation's like, you know, how bad inflation is. I told him, I really believe it's going to get much worse, not just a little worse. It's going to get significantly worse. And, you know, you get kind of frustrated by hearing stuff like that, or thinking stuff like that. But I think the difference between what we've been going through versus what we're going to see is I think it's been frustrating. This inflation's been frustrating. It's been problematic. People are dealing with it. I think the inflation that's coming is, in what you just read in those numbers, show that it's going to be devastating. It's going to be painful. It's going to be hurtful to people. I think people are going to be hurt by this inflation in a way that's, you know, this isn't just, hey, I can't save money anymore. This is, now I can't pay for stuff that I need anymore. This is, you know, for every level economically that you're at, you're being dropped down one or two levels. The guy that could save a little bit every month, now he's just paying the bills. The guy that could just pay the bills every month, now he's charging up the credit cards. The guy who's maxed out on the credit cards, he is now not making the credit card payment, the car payment, the school loan payments. And the guys below that, they're in bankruptcy. And it's moving fast, Joe. You were talking, I think, late last week about credit card delinquencies just spiking upward. That's a huge indication, because that's the Alamo for a lot of people. That's their last stand, right, Joe?
Yeah, and, you know, it's so interesting because the Fed is talking about rate cuts and how dangerous that could be. A lot of people are now saying if the Fed cuts interest rates, like they're saying that they're going to. Bill Pulte, you know, Pulte Homes, right? One of the biggest home buyers out there says home prices will skyrocket if the Fed cuts rates. He's saying that the average price of a home could hit $500,000 or beyond, and that would be the median price that he's talking about on a home. If the rates go down, housing prices will go through the roof. And he was talking about not 5, 10, 20% increase in home prices if the Fed actually follows through and lowers rates.
And I think housing prices have been stagnant, Joe, as far as compared to inflation. So if what you say happens, you lower the rates a little bit and housing prices spike, well, you know, and Joe said this on our calls every morning, what is gold going to do if you lower the rates? Because it's going to be, it'll probably go up a lot more than the housing prices. Yeah. It could be massive. What we just saw over the last 8 weeks can be repeated or doubled or even tripled. We could see 4,000 gold, Joe.
You know, and you're talking about, think about what they're saying here. Hey, the median home price will be $500,000. So that means you take that house in Miami or up in California that sells for $100 million, and you take the lowest home, you know, there's a home somewhere, probably, you know, some type of tax auction or whatever that sells for, you know, 10 grand, right? And then you take the second highest, the second lowest, and you meet in the middle to get 500 grand, which means the average price of a home will probably be closer to what, 550, 600 $1,000. I mean, it's incredible what they're talking about. And when you live in like Arizona or Colorado, let's face it, home prices are more expensive here than in Oklahoma, right? They just are. So you're talking about places that used to be pretty affordable. What are you talking about? $600,000-$700,000 just for the average house? I mean, that's crazy.
But it's been a while since I looked, Joe, but I remember once in a while I'll look at some home prices. You know, you do it once in a while, you check prices. And I went north up I-25 into Wyoming, like, I don't know, a couple of hundred miles. And it was like Buffalo, Wyoming, some small town way up there. And they were selling houses, I think, $450,000, $500,000 way up there. There's no housing market up there. There's a few homes for sale, and they're $450,000 to $550,000. That's because that's how much it costs to build the thing. But you don't move to Buffalo, Wyoming, and get a primo house. You know, you're not finding like an exciting place to live where all the Hollywood socialites are going. This is the middle of Wyoming. This is where you go to get away from everybody. And it's $450,000, $550,000 for new builds. And that tells you very much so that it just costs that much just to build a house, Jack or Joe. It's unbelievable what's happening right now. People really get their eyes opened.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I think they're going to cut rates because they have to, not because they want to. The pressure that is being put on our treasury markets. You know, last week we had three terrible auctions in a row, right? Normally it's like, okay, well, there's a bad one this week, a bad one last week. No, but three in a row, and the sizes are just overwhelming. And now, look at interest rates. Look at 10-year note, 4.65 and rising. They're going to eventually have to do it, and that just means get ready, right? 4%, 5% inflation, probably going to be the new normal. We'll be back after the break. 800-951-0592. $5 liberties. I've got 200 $5 liberties right now, 1 through 9. or I'm sorry, 1 through 19, $665. So you're going to save 10 bucks there. If you want to buy 20 or more, $660 at 800-951-0592. Silver Eagles right now. Rolls of U.S. Silver Eagles at $730. And I'll just tell you, be patient. Right now, it's okay. Well, we're getting silver pretty quickly here. But we've been told, hey, at any moment, you can expect a delay of up to 2 weeks. But right now, so far, so good. But U.S. Silver Eagles, $730. And, you know, you think about silver touching, $30 this weekend, right? Or on Friday, touch $30. I mean, you're talking at $30 in silver right now, almost $28.75. But at $30, you're talking $760, $770, maybe $775 for a roll. So take advantage. Silver, again, held $28, very crucial, and a nice move today in the silver market. So rolls of Silver Eagle, $730. $5 gold liberties, 1 through 19, $665. 20 or more at $660, Jason.
And we've had Silver Eagles higher than this price before, and that's when those premiums were higher. I remember the $800 a roll that we had for a while. So you're buying these, it's silver's moved, but you're buying these at a great price. The premiums are still lower. You know, I don't know for how much longer we're going to see this price action on the premium stay down, but the buying in other places in the world seem to be dramatically ticking upward. It'll just be a matter of time before physical gold starts to experience a lot more higher premiums here. And $29, $30 silver is going to have $810, $820 per roll. And if gold moves, silver moves up to, let's just say, $32, $33, $34, right, Joe? Who knows what that price is going to be? I mean, what was it? What was it? $16, $18 over spot at one time for silver? I remember we were paying massive amounts for the Silver Eagles just because the premiums were out of control. I couldn't believe what we were paying. What we were paying, I would have never bought silver for back before I joined Patriot, but it's how fast things can move, and that's why I brought that Pax Gold thing with the digital, the cryptos. It's not that it's really important that it did that, but it's notable because somebody in that specific situation, someone was doing it. Someone wanted to buy and buy a lot, or either that or Brinks over there off Greece. They couldn't come up with it, right, Joe? So somebody couldn't come up with it or something, or somebody just was buying a massive amount, and they over the course of just a couple of minutes, they hemorrhaged and they brought it back, but there it was. It made it on the chart, and it's scary when you see stuff like that, because Joe, we talked briefly last week about what happened with nickel in China, you know, a couple of years ago,
right?
And they just had to stop trading. I mean, that's what that looks like. I mean, isn't that the spike we saw in the reverse the repo market in 2019 when the overnight,
right,
you know,
yep,
you know, settling of the banks, somebody couldn't do it, and suddenly it spiked to 10% interest. It these are things that we're telling you guys that are listening that very dramatically things are getting ready to happen. We said it's been a slow crash for a while. I think the slow crash is on the clock. It's getting ready to go away, and then whatever emergency financial aid is getting ready to happen is going to happen. Just look at the tensions in the Middle East. They're going to cover it with something, and this is going to be the easiest thing to cover it with. So when will Iran attack? When will Israel counterattack? Probably about the same time that the financial markets are going to melt down completely. And that's any day
well,
now,
and
as far
again,
as I can
you
tell.
Know, yeah, you brought up a really good point, you know, before COVID. Where once again, that was Bank of America had said in May, hey, you guys, because they were doing quantitative tightening then, you're going to run out of money. What are you guys doing? What are you looking at? And all of a sudden, we had these big problems in the debt markets. And it's something now where here's what's different this time. In 2019, there was plenty of gold and silver inventory. There's not plenty this time. Right? That's the big difference, because everybody's already saying, look at what's going on with the Japanese yen. Right? It's the same thing. And when you're sitting there thinking about, okay, we're getting ready to have another, it's, you know, call it what it is, a debt crisis. Right? We're going to have a debt crisis, but now we're talking about a debt crisis with sovereign debt. This is really hard, because it's so much bigger than all the other types of debt that exist out there. And you're talking about all of a sudden what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. People are going to go to gold. They're going to go to silver. And the big difference to, you know, what Jason is saying, listen, there's not a lot of inventory there. Just like Bloomberg talking about, hey, is silver going to do a cocoa? Right? Well, why is cocoa shooting up? They didn't have any inventory. And they're saying, hey, guess what, guys? Silver doesn't have a lot of inventory. Neither does gold. And this is why we can get, like I said Friday, this isn't the big move. This move here is, that's the baby move. When we see gold prices and silver price, I'm talking gold up $500 in a day, $1,000 in a day. I'm talking about silver prices going up $5 in a single day. I, Jason, not only do I think it's possible, I actually think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen too, Joe. I think it's going to happen as well. So hold on to your seats, right, Joe? If you want to wait for this thing to blast off, then wait. But otherwise, $5 liberties at, you know, 665 is not such a bad place to be, or a roll of Silver Eagles at 730, Joe.
800-951-0592. Final segment coming up. 800-951-0592. Right now, gold is sitting at 2350 on gold. Depending on where you look, I'm going to say gold's down five. You know, gold's up six, right? But it's, the price is the same. 2350. Silver's up 39 cents now. $28.72. Rolls of Silver Eagle, $730. $5 Liberty Gold, 1 through 19, 665, 20 or more at 660. And it's going to be interesting as we're waiting to see, is Israel going to respond? And if so, what type of response? And anything could happen come tomorrow, Jason, because if it's something where they're going to launch attacks inside Iran, which would make sense, right? Since Iran launched attacks inside of Israel, we could really see like oil and other things really get ugly if it escalates.
This thing's been going on since October of last year. It's not like this is just new. Just like the slow market turbulence we've been having the last couple of years, this is, you know, the actions are not happening very quickly with the geopolitical. So, you know, it's kind of like, what are you waiting for? And I think I know what they're waiting for. They're waiting for economics to melt down so that they can, you know, I know when it comes down to it, you know, there'll be some general, some statesman will be like, okay, we're going to wait. And the general's like, well, if we're going to attack, why are we waiting? Well, it's all about timing. I know what the timing is. It's over and over again. Dot-com bubbles and housing crashes and all this other stuff. There's always geopolitical stuff going on around this stuff, and it's going to happen.
Well, they want the Ukraine war, right?
Yeah,
they want to wait until they need it. Hey, we don't need it yet, right? We don't need it yet, but we got to make sure that it's percolated, right? Hey, it's not boiling yet. But it's heating up, just so when the right time comes, we'll let you know.
I mean, October 7th happened. It was supposed to be this big shock, right? Oh, my gosh. It was a surprise attack. Well, what was it? 350 projectiles and drones came towards Israel, and they intercepted all of it? What happened to that on October 7th? How did that conveniently not work on October 7th? So, they're waiting for an economic indicator. Someone's going to say, okay, the bottom's going to drop out June 1st. You know, heat this thing up late May. That's essentially what's going to happen. I'm convinced of it. This thing is completely controlled and contrived and corrupt. And just look at the gold movement telling you about inflation, Joe, because what is war going to do to inflation, right? it might calm down over long term, but to start with, it's going to heat it up.
And that could be to allow the Fed to lower rates, right? Inflation didn't come down. We can't go out and say we're going to lower rates with inflation at 4%, but oh, there's war now, right? The war got worse. We're going to go ahead and lower rates because the war got worse, and you know, look at how expensive crude oil is and all this other stuff. Could very well be a great cover. Silver Eagles, $730 a roll. $5 Liberties, 1 through 19, 665, 20 or more at 660, at 800-951-0592.